by the puzzled expressions on some of your faces, I see that there's definitely some people out here who don't know what's going on. And I'm gonna explain it to you right now. First of all, let's just go back one song in the song list. The song that we just played before this, Mama, takes place in Gamehenge, which is where we are right now. We just left this building, moved into Gamehenge. So we, being the troubadours from Gamehenge, are now gonna sing you songs, as we're just done a couple of them here, about the history of Gamehenge. So first we did Llama, which was the fast rock song right before this. And in Llama, you've got the guy sitting up on top of the mountain. This is years in the history of Gamehenge, is late in the history of Gamehenge, when Gamehenge has become a war-torn Middle East sort of place. And the way that happened is, a long time ago, there was this beautiful place called Gamehenge. And there were trees, there's a huge, vast green forest stretching out, and these people called the Lizard People lived in Gamehenge in peace and harmony and tranquility with the earth. And the way they did this, they had a book called the Helping Friendly Book, and the Helping Friendly Book had been given them to their god, the great and knowledgeable Icarus, whose spirit lived on top of the mountain that rose out of the forest, but who none of the Lizard People had ever seen. The legend had it that he was on top of the mountain. He had given them the Helping Friendly Book, and the Helping Friendly Book contained all the knowledge inherent in the universe and taught them how to live in harmony with nature. So one day, this traveler comes to Gamehenge named Wilson. And Wilson sees the opportunity here, and he steals the Helping Friendly Book from the Lizard People, and thereby enslaves them, because he's got the book. And he cuts down trees out of the forest and puts a huge castle in the middle of the forest and hides the Helping Friendly Book in the highest tower of the castle and enslaves all the people of Gamehenge. Now, they don't like this one bit, so a revolution starts to have to take place. And revolutionaries form a little encampment in the middle of the woods. At this point in time, our hero, Colonel Foreman, comes from another time and sees the revolutionaries. He sees that they're failing in overthrowing the great and knowledgeable Icarus. So he decides that he's going to do the one thing that he thinks can save them. He's going to climb up the mountain and find the great and knowledgeable Icarus, who's going to help them get the Helping Friendly Book back. So that's what I was just thinking about. Right now, Colonel Foreman is climbing up the mountain, and he's trying to find the great and knowledgeable Icarus to get the book out. And as he climbs up, he's climbing all the way up the mountain. It takes days to get up the mountain. And finally, he gets near the top, and he starts to get near the spirit of Icarus. He's parched and thirsty, and the mountain starts to quake up above him. Boulders tumbling down to the side. He's hanging on to this tree. Rocks tumbling down all around him. Little pieces of the mountain start to fall apart until they start to form a huge gaping mouth and enormous eyes. And the top of the mountain actually starts to take the shape of the great and knowledgeable Icarus. And Foreman is looking up at him, terrified. And he says, "Icarus, you've got to help me. I've got to get the Helping Friendly Book back." So Icarus says, "I'm going to call on my friend, the Famous Mockingbird. And the Famous Mockingbird is going to fly out of the sky, and it lands on Icarus's shoulder." And Icarus says, "Famous Mockingbird, fly to the castle of the evil King Wilson, steal the Helping Friendly Book, bring it back to the revolutionaries, and thereby freeing them and bring them back to peace and harmony with nature forever and ever." So here comes the Famous Mockingbird flying out of the sky.